Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir. Me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Heaven is the same as this other day, Lord.
Our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our Wednesday words of encouragement. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Bradshaw will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. February the 8th, 2023. Ain't God good? As they would say, won't he do it? We're just so thankful to have each one of you on the program for this morning, and we can start our day. And God has blessed us in so many ways. And the thing that's on the floor is not today is not how God. As God been good to us is how we have been good or obedient unto God. I think we put too much pressure sometime on, well, God helped me through this, he helped me through that, this helped me through that, that's fine. But how have you reciprocated? How have you give God the glory? That's the thing. I know John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. That's a wonderful passage. But how much do you love the Lord? I'm thinking that that's the question on the floor for this morning. So we do thank you for being with us today. This is, as we would call it, Black History Month. And I know that your church probably have celebrated or done something to indicate that that's what's going on in February. Sunday we had an opportunity, and we had a wonderful time to go to the Hillcrest Church of Christ at 2:30 to 4:30 for their Black History program, and we had a little light lunch, and then we had three groups to do some singing, and we just had a marvelous time. I participated in that, and my part of that was to talk about Negro spiritual songs. And the African Negro spiritual songs, or folk songs, was created when the slaves came to North America between 1619 and 1860, and to America. And of course, American songs, Negro spiritual songs, the first was in print in 1860. The Negro spiritual song began to be, and this in the actually it's in the Baptist hymn books. Now you can get your Baptist hymn books, and pretty much all of those songs are in that book. And but during slavery time, most people thought that we sung because we were happy, but we were not. We were some people who were just trying to survive. We'd sing to send codes. We'd sing to send messages, and so we were not actually happy. Real happy people during that particular time. We were happy among ourselves, basically, but we were not happy with the conditions and situations in which we had to live. And so some of the songs that they sung, and as I was mentioning on to Sunday, some of these Negro spiritual songs that you sang, you can't rush these songs. These are songs that you don't run through because they got some meaning behind them. Wade in the water, the dogs couldn't track in water, and so the song would tell them to get off the highway and get into the water. And when the dog got to that spot, they just lost them. They didn't know which way to go, right or left or nothing. And Steal Away, beautiful song. Get off the road and find some cover. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Every time I feel the spirit. Kumbaya, we shall overcome this little light of mine. Ain't nothing, nobody gonna turn me around. We've come this far by faith. I wanted to sing that song Sunday, but I forgot to sing that song. And then the Negro National Anthem, which was written in 1899 by James Johnson. James Johnson wrote that song. I'm just going to mention the first verse of that song. Many of our young people don't even know that we have what we would call a Negro National Anthem, and a lot of our older people have forgotten it because it's not sung at all nowhere, and there are hardly any printed pages of it in the pews or anything of that sort. But he says, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven rings with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling seas. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark path has taught us. Sing us a song full of the hope brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. We're in a strange land. This is not our home. We sing a song all the time. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. In the book of Psalm 137, verses 1 through 4, Israel was in captivity in bondage, and the masters would ask him sometime, sing some of those beautiful hymns that we hear you sing. Sing some of those beautiful songs of Zion. And they were so depressed. Israel was so depressed. The statement was made, how can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? People, this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. And one of these days will be beyond the blue. In Kentucky, we had heard about being not slave. Everybody did not get the message that that they were free from slavery at the same time when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves in December 1862. In December 1862, listen to me, listen how this thing went. In 1862, Lincoln freed the slaves, or at least put the message out that slaves was free. The masters at the time still had crops to get in. If they had told the slaves at that particular time that they were free, many of them would have walked off. Several of them would have stayed, and several of them did stay because they didn't have no other place to go. And they was afraid of freedom. They was afraid of freedom. And so many of them decided to stay on the plantation after the master had sort of brainwashed them the second time. But here's the way this thing went. When Lincoln said that the slaves were free, it was in the hands of the master to transport, to let people know that. Black people, a lot of them back then could not read, so it wouldn't have done no good to put them in the hand. And so it had to be relayed to them by the master. But the master was in a dilemma. That was during the time when the crops had to begin, and there was a lot of cotton and a lot of whatever that was growing had to be gotten in. And so they put the message that was on the piece of paper, they put that message on it in the drawer, on the desk, or put it somewhere. And so they did not let the blacks know that they were free. For a year and a half, at least that's what happened in Kentucky, for a year and a half they worked as slaves, not knowing that they were free. And then people start coming through, like from the north and some other places from the south. And they'd see all these Negroes still out in the cotton fields working on the slave condition. And so they started asking the question, did y'all know that y'all was free? And many of them said, no, we didn't know we was free, man. We still in slavery. He said, no, Lincoln freed you a year and a half ago. They like, a year and a half ago. So they go to the master some kind of way and ask him, are we supposed to be free? They say, we was free a year and a half ago. The master would be like, oh, my bad. I did see a piece of paper that said something about that about a year or so ago. Let me go get it. He goes to get it, and then he calls himself trying to apologize or whatever it might be. And one of the tragic things was about that when that plantation that had maybe 300-400 people on it, had 300-400 people on it, and when they got the message and said that you were free, you'd be surprised how many people did not leave that plantation. That's all. They were born and raised and didn't know that there was another part of the world, and they were some of them afraid to be on their own, and that's nothing new. We've got some people in 2023 who's afraid to be on their own. They're still sort of living with the parents. They're already in their 50s and 60s and 70s, both of them drawing Social Security at the same time because they're afraid to get out in the world and be on their own. But nevertheless, so now the slaves who found out that they were free, many of them wanted to stay on that plantation because they was born and raised there. But others took advantage of it, and they left. And in Kentucky, we every year we make up a book. We heard it on 8th of August. That's when we celebrate our freedom, is 8th of August. I think up in Texas somewhere it's Juneteenth. And so everybody got the message different. But for years since I've been born, we've been celebrating it on the 8th of August. And now very few, but some still do, come from out of town and different places like that back to Paducah on the 8th of August. And they have parades and things of that sort to celebrate that. But one of the things that I've enjoyed about that was that we have a book They make up a book each year about something. That book may be all about all black school teachers. Sometimes it's all about black music. Sometimes it's all about those who have fought in the war. Sometimes it's just all about families, and they make up a book. Well, one of the books that I have before me right now is called From Slavery to Bravery. From Slavery to Bravery. And, of course, this particular book was the 8th of August, Homecoming is what we call it, and this was in 2003 in Paducah, Kentucky. But I have the latest one, the update, and one of them was a contribute to men, all the black men that we knew in Paducah, and another one was contributing to the women, all the success that they had, whether they was a cosmetology or the doctor, lawyer, or whatever all that is, researches have been done. They've done some research and put it all in a book to celebrate black history. I know you know some people right now who deserve a pat on the back as a result of black history in your hometown where you live. And I would suggest to you somewhere and somehow through your church or whatever it is that you start recognizing these people in your own hometown. See, we during Black History, we hear about famous people from way back yonder, and I'm not knocking that. That's wonderful. That's great. But we've got some brave black people living today in February the 8th in 2023. And so start recognizing that. That's not to say anything negative about the ones that we have posters on, and you go back and you see this and you see that and everything. But we have some right now living people that we ought to give credit to for black history. Many of our barbershops in some of our towns have been there for ages. Some of your hairdressers, you've been going to them for almost 50 years in your community. So let's recognize them and people in your church. You probably got some people in your church in the 90s. We have one of our members, the oldest member that we have, is 96 in our congregation. We have one 91, and we have one 83, 84, and they have made some history. We want God to continue to bless them as they continue to bless us. And so find out about these people. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this month of celebrating of black history. May we look back and pull out all of those and look forward. Not only are we looking about black history, but also black future. We're looking for black future. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope you have a super duper week.